You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Yo.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner. I'm Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and I'm the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Andy Shaw available to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. Again, 232-203-0815. If you call and nobody picks up, just wait a couple minutes and call back. It means there's another caller on the line. Before we start the show, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Want Institute. The Want Institute offers instruction on the principles of communicating with personal integrity to help individuals to achieve goals as well as enrich their personal and professional relationships and to create a win-win situations in every one of their day-to-day activities. The Institute was founded to promote and teach these skills with the goal of helping people to live authentic, successful lives using the technique of want training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want information regarding any of the Want Institute services, you can reach me at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. Currently, I offer a women's group, a monthly women's group. On Mondays, I have a 4 o'clock and a 5:15, and I have one on Thursdays. I help ladies duty date, help them write their online profile, teach them Dr. Allen's communication tools. I work basically out of all the principles of Dr. Allen's book, Getting to I Do, and her tools, Stroke and Stand, 5-Step Cleanup, and Validation. So if you're interested in signing up to the monthly ladies groups, you can email me at info@drpatallen.com. And also we have coaches that offer private sessions. You can email me. And any other questions you have, recommended book lists, you can check on our website, www.drpatallen.com. There's also a video, Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication in Relationship.
Coaches that offer private sessions.
I think we have a back. Anyway, we have a caller on the air. Caller, you're on the air with Sue and Andy. Turn off your radio because it's doing a back. It's kicking back there. Okay.
I just turned it off.
Okay.
Hi, am I live already?
You're on the air now with Andy and Sue. Caller, are you there? Oh, she hung up. Okay, when you call in, please do not have the radio in the background. It does a double feed. So caller, if you are listening, you can please give us a call back at 323-203-0815. And we have Andy on the air. Andy, do you want to drop in and say hello?
Hi, everybody.
Hi there. Andy was with us last week. We had a great show last week, and we were talking about boundaries. I do have a couple of emails that people wrote in to have their questions answered. Oh, we have the caller back. Caller, are you back? Hello?
Yes, hi. My name is Daniela. Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Do you have a question for us?
Well, I think the question is quite detailed. So I think, this is a bit more like a coaching question. But I've done a lot of feminine energy. Have been to a lot of coaches. I've spent a lot of money, but I don't seem to attract the person who wants to stay and lead. I attract nice men, but then they don't, maybe it's the wrong guys, but they do not stick around. And I've been trying a lot.
Do they leave you or do you leave them?
I'm good.
Caller, do you leave them or do they leave you? The guys that you talk about, do you leave them or do they leave you?
Well, after I've done a lot of Rory Ray and also Pat Allen's, read a lot of the courses, I try as hard as possible not to lead I'm even trying to make them to pick me up. I don't want to go half on dates, like 50-50. But some of the guys, they don't want to do that. They don't want to just, they want to go 50-50. And they feel like it should be 50-50 in everything.
Then you're picking the wrong gentleman. I got your email today. I got your name. You sound just like somebody you emailed the office today. I got your email.
Yeah, that was me. Yes.
Okay. So what I can offer you, I offer a monthly ladies group where I walk the ladies through weekly, keep them on track. I think all of the coaches are great, except for one thing. You can read material and you can get coaching, but honestly, you have to do the work and you have to have somebody to be there to guide you when you have the problems to kind of coach you as you go along the experience.
I understand. Yeah. I signed up with Rory for another course, which is 8 weeks, and she's fantastic. But one time I was on a date and I was leaning back so much because I wanted to be perfect in the date and I wanted to behave in the most feminine way that a guy got bored, and he didn't cut the date short, but I could tell he was actually getting bored. So it's finding the balance between being myself and also leaning back.
That's true. You might be too feminine where you were. He's masculine and you're feminine, but you can't be too passive because then you sit there staring at each other.
Well, I was just didn't speak much, and he was
I appreciate that, but if you don't speak, how is he going to get to know who you are, and why would he want to keep dating you?
No, I totally understand. I just tried something different. I just experimented and I just tried something different.
Yeah. I always tell my ladies to talk about themselves. Tell them what a great life you have. Tell them what you did with your girlfriends. You want the men to see that you're fabulous, that you have all this stuff going on. Then they'll go, I want that girl. She's fun to be around. She's got a fun life.
So that's where the issue is. I do have a fun life, but I'm not always happy. I'm a happy person, but not always happy. And then when I compare myself to what I might communicate to what's reality, I feel sometimes I'm a bit fake.
Well, sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. If you're with a man, he senses your energy. And if you're nervous, he senses that you're pulling back. And men want a playmate. They want somebody to have fun with. He's picking you to play with. You're the shiny object. And if you sit there and expect him to do all the work, he's going to go, you're too much work. He wants somebody to have fun with, not have to pull teeth and try and get you to talk. You may be going too feminine.
Say it again.
There's a balance. I hear you. There's a balance. You go right in the middle of feminine. You're going too feminine to where you're passive. You're just sitting there.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Well, then that might be what's happening. It's a trial and error. Go out, you know what? Go out on dates without expectation and watch how you feel and stop worrying about him, because I sense that you're worried more about him because you're only talking about, well, he got bored and he got up and left. I didn't hear anything about how you felt.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, so it's about you. You have to be authentic and be confident and comfortable with yourself so you can practice dating, so you can attract the right man. Because right now, when you don't do anything, you're going to attract somebody that's probably going to take advantage of you because you don't say anything, or you're going to get somebody that's going to leave you because you're too boring.
I mean, I'm fun. I was just experimenting with different, you know, with different demeanors. I was just experimenting.
Let's see what Andy has to say. Andy, what would you say to this lady who's getting a lot of energy from men that are not welcoming?
Hi, caller. I have a question for you. How do you communicate? Do you use the words I think or I want, or how do you talk to them?
In text, I always use feel because I can be a little bit more I can observant. I can be more observant. I definitely use a lot of feel that feels good, and I thank them. And I also give actually like thank them for taking me out. It felt so great for taking me to these amazing places. So I want to share warmth and also be grateful. But of course, because of my past, not always things working out, I'm nervous. So then what do? I try to drop into my body. I drop into kind of, to breathe and to relax and just I do try to be my best, but sometimes I think I try too hard.
So
does it make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just trying to get a sense for how the interactions go under dates.
Can I just share one thing? I don't want to take up all your time, but last week it was the first time that I was in a gym and actually someone, not on the apps, actually someone walked up to me because I smiled to him. I smiled at him and said, hi. He came up to me and he said, hey, what are you doing afterwards? And I said, I'm going to eat something. Hey, do you want to go and eat something together? He actually took me on a date on this evening, which was lovely. And then he said, oh, I'm going to be away for a bit and I'm going to come back. What are you doing on Sunday? And I said, I'm free Sunday. What time were you thinking? And then I was just making a joke, but I haven't heard from him. And I know 100% I would not reach out. I would not initiate, etc. But how long do you wait? Do you make other plans? Like, I know there is the book, The Rules, where it says if the guy...
Get rid of the rules. Get rid of the rules. Do not use that book. We do not torture men and have timelines. Dr. Allen hates that book. We do not operate like that. Rory Ray does not operate like that. If you're trying to do multi-coaching, you're going to fail because you're doing too many coaching people.
Yeah, I'm already confused. Yeah.
Yes. Do not use the rules. I trust me.
What is this rules?
Okay.
It says don't go out with a man unless he calls you like 4 days before. Play hard to get. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Those are no fun.
No. Pat calls it torture.
You shouldn't sleep. I think it gives you just some, some guidelines. Don't sleep with him too early. Have a bit more respect for yourself, because I'm a bit of a people pleaser when it comes to men. So it was kind of good for me just to.
Have you read Dr. Allen's book, Getting to I Do?
Yes, I've listened to it today.
That as your Bible.
All the time.
Use that as your Bible for dating. You do not have sex without being in a committed relationship. And when I heard you go out on a date, and you said, thank you for taking me to this place. I didn't hear you stroking him about him personally. How does he know you like him? You only talked about the nice restaurant. I always have my ladies say, you know what? You're a wonderful man. I'm so excited, looking forward to getting to know you more. I love your smile. There's something you have to pull that you like about him. Otherwise, he just doesn't think you like him. Other than you love the restaurant he took you to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's called being vulnerable. You have to say something to draw him in that you appreciate and something about him to get a second date.
Well, vulnerability is not my strength, yeah.
Then unfortunately, you have to push the arrow through and learn the lessons. And if that's keeping you from getting dates, then that's the lesson you have to learn to do. Suck it up and go in there. And when a man says, at the end of the date, thank you for this lovely date. I had a wonderful time. You know, you're a great man. I'd love to get to know you more. That signals him you're interested. When he says, would you like to go out Friday night? I'd love to go out with you.
Look, yes, I did it. Oh, it would feel so lovely. Yes, what time? But then I didn't hear from
you. No, you said what time. You did not say, I'd love to go out with you. That would be so much fun. You automatically went into details. He's the one that tells you what time and plans it.
Okay. Yeah,
it sounds more business-like than...
Yes.
You tried to confirm a date up when you said, what are you doing on Friday night? You went right to what time?
Yeah, that's right, yes.
That means you switched to masculine and took control and he had to go into feminine.
Okay.
I think there might be a little bit of you being afraid. I would suggest being more vulnerable and express how you feel, whether, you know, you like certain things about him that interest you. Tell him you had a wonderful time. You're looking forward to going out again. That's called dropping in a hanky to let him know you're interested.
I mean, last time we kissed and I did say to him that the kissing felt very nice. He wanted to come over. Of course, I didn't say like, no, I just said the kissing felt very nice. See you soon. Like, I just kept it sweet.
No, when he says, I'd like to come over, you say, that sounds wonderful, except for I'm not comfortable till I get to know you more.
Mm-hmm.
So you always stroke them and then say your stand, what you're comfortable or not comfortable with.
Okay.
Yeah, if you just say no, I don't think you can't, you know, you can't make him wrong for asking.
No, I didn't make him wrong. No, I didn't.
Yeah, I hear a little bit of communication tools that you need to work on.
Yeah, the language that I'm hearing is kind of shutting the door on the next step. And, you know, it's the antithesis of being available. I know vulnerability is hard, but it's very worthwhile. I know it's scary, but that path will get you to where you need to be in your spiritual world.
Yeah.
I suggest.
I have to add. Yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do anything. That's the real message. Is you don't have to do anything. You have a perfect right to be exactly who you are right now. And you can stay that way for the rest of your life. What I'm asking to do is to take a step in a direction that makes you very uncomfortable, but it will be far more fulfilling in your emotional and your spiritual world.
Beautiful. Yeah.
That was great, Andy. Very nice. Very nicely said.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Very beautiful.
Yes. We all do scary. We all have fears, but if you do not push through, Dr. Allen calls push the arrow through, then you'll just keep with the arrow stuck in your shoulder, the wound. Move forward, like he said, do the scary and see what happens. Be willing to take the risk. Relationships are a risk, and hopefully you do your part and they do theirs.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can I offer something else too? I'm actually reading a book called Psycho Cybernetics. It's about changing your classic guide to a new life. Because there's things about me I want to change. And some of this talks about a self-image that we hold in our mind's eye. And I'm only on chapter 3, so, you know, forgive me for butchering this book. It's one of the books that Pat Allen recommends, or Dr. Pat. And it's about changing who we are. And one of the things I wrote down is you can't change who you are unless you have a clear picture of who you want to be. And
yes.
So, I mean, I would picture myself in your position just with somebody you trust, and it just be a practice thing of, hey, I want to be vulnerable with you. Can you listen and just say the words that you want to say that are scary to another human being? And then when you're on a date, say those words again. And part of the thing that it talks about in this book is that the brain kind of forgets about failures, but it doesn't forget about it doesn't forget about successes. So it knows, you know, when you're moving your hand, you're trying to pick something up and you're a baby, you're going too far left and too far right, and you got this very wobbly hand that eventually gets there. And the next time that you try to pick up that thing, it wobbles less until the point where you don't even think about it and you go, I want to pick up this thing, and you do. That's the same way it works with your language. It's going to feel funny.
May I ask something? May I ask something?
Sure.
It's when I feel I'm too vulnerable. I feel when I'm too vulnerable and asked or say too many things of my feelings, like if I like the person or if I like him, I feel too direct. I feel too coming strong. I don't want to come too strong, so then I do not say any of those things. I don't want to feel like I'm coming on too strong.
So I want to pay attention to a couple things you just said. I feel too direct is not a feeling statement. Mm-hmm. You said something else was also not a feeling statement. I think people misuse the word feeling, mm-hmm. as if I use the word feeling in the sentence, it means I'm saying how I feel. But you know, Dr. Allen talks about, I feel that you are a jerk. That is not a feeling. The is mm-hmm. not a feeling.
Yeah.
Feeling. Mad, sad, glad, happy, upset. Yeah. Those are feelings. So when you say, I feel that I share too much, that's not a feeling either. Yeah.
Right. So, and that comes across in your language and how mm-hmm. other people perceive you. So I would really take a look. You know, Dr. Pat's got this thing where you want to change your language. You learn the emotional versus rational words. And then for 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, listen to other people, listen to the booth next door, listen to your TV, and listen for those emotional words, and then in your mind, change that emotional word to a rational word. And over time, mm-hmm. it will change the way you speak. It's not a quick fix, and it takes time, but just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, listen to other people, learn the words, and start modifying your language so that your feeling statements are true feeling statements, not a cover up for what you're thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, just offer Dr. Allen,
correct. Mm-hmm.
We have a video on our website, Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. It's a free 2-hour streaming on the website, drpatallen.com. Dr. Allen's teaching all the tools. You'd be best to maybe watch that too for some information.
Okay.
Yeah. Give us a call back and let us know how it goes in a week or two.
Yeah, I'd love to see you be more feminine.
I'd love to hear what happens.
Okay. Well, I mean, 100%, I would love to. Okay. And if there's any like weekly courses or monthly courses.
I offer a weekly ladies group, but you said you already signed up for Rory Ray. I have a group of four to five ladies. I walk them through, teach them how to duty date, be vulnerable, online dating. I teach them all. They come in every week and tell me how their dates go, and I critique them and I tweak them and tell them what I think they did wrong, what to do better.
Awesome. Would you be able to share like some info on the email? Would it be possible?
I will send you the information. Yeah, we gave you all the information we can teach. We can give you information, but you have to do the work, and then we see what work you did.
You know, what I feel is that I'm more like, I'm often in my head. I'm
I know you're in your head. I appreciate you're in your head, dear, but you go in your head. And then you go to a coach or a counselor and tell them about it so we can help you on the next date. It's like I hold your hand. You need, most people, they hold your hand rather than just coach you on what they think you're doing. We have to see what you're actually doing by examples.
What I'm trying to express is that I know a lot because I've been reading Pat Allen, I've been reading Rory Ray, I've been reading, you name it, the feminine coaches. And I have more information. I'm like, bloody hell, how much I know.
I appreciate it, but you do not get a weekly coaching call, do you?
No, I do not.
That's the part. You're just reading material and not learning how to do the work.
Yeah, knowledge is not the same as action.
Yes. You have to do the work, and the work is going out there, experiencing, coming back and telling a coach or a therapist or a counselor what you're doing so we can see and give you information to tweak you on what we see you're doing wrong. Because you're doing the same thing over and over,
because it's a habit and expecting a different result, but you have information in your head, but you're not doing the you're not processing it.
Yeah, that Psycho-Cybernetics book is actually the one she mentions in her Want Training for Effective Living, tape 4. She mentions how to change your habits. And at the end of it, she mentions this book on how to do it. So Psycho-Cybernetics will help you.
Psycho, would you be so kind and send it to me?
I will send you all the information that you're requesting. Yes, we'll send you all the information.
That's very kind of you. Thank you so much.
And check in with us in a couple of weeks. We'd love to hear what's going on.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, I will.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
Bye.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That is the example of people that read all the material, but they don't do the work and they're not guided. This is what happens all the time.
And it happens in other areas of your life. Like I know a lot about nutrition, but I'm still 50 pounds overweight.
Well, I know we do. So you know, that's why sometimes it has somebody to be accountable to check in with, to keep you on track, because we do the same thing. I'm sure you on your diet too, you eat the same thing because you're comfortable. She's doing the same thing she's used to doing and thinking that she's changing, but she's not, because she's already comfortable with the way she's doing currently, because she's afraid to do it the way we're telling her to.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, there's a reason why we do it, right?
Like, yeah, it's comfortable.
Well, it's comfortable, but it's also how we survive.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
So, like, you know, I'll relate it to my weight thing that that I gained 20 pounds on chemotherapy.
Uh-huh.
I'm still deathly afraid of losing that weight and getting cancer back.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'm also afraid of, like, losing my family members because they eat a certain way. And bless their heart, they're doing the best they can with what they know.
Yeah.
But they got trained the same way that I did, and they're, you know, finite, fallible human beings, right?
So yes, that's true.
It's just it's a process, and it's a painful process, but it's an important process to go through.
Yes, yes. I think that, like you said, that lady's in her head, and she's worried too much, so she's coming out off repelling men, because she even said she gives up. She talks, gives too much information. She's a feminine energy. Suppose I always tell my ladies to talk about themselves and just observe the man. It sounds like she's already going in penetrating him.
Yeah, she's a. I don't want to say very masculine, but I can see where the competition comes in.
Yeah,
where she's more organized and more detail oriented than maybe a lot of the men that I even know.
Yeah, to the point, get it done, let's move on. Yeah.
Yeah, which is great at work, but not great at the personal side.
Yes. Well, hopefully she'll give us a call back. I have her email. She did email me this question, and I'll give her all the info. We've got that book list on the website. She can go by. I'll circle and tell her some books on it. You know, I think more is it's her understanding who she is. She needs to work on herself a little more than worrying about being feminine or masculine, because there's something that's keeping her. It might be her dad issues or how she grew up that she has to explore.
Yeah, it's definitely something. And
yeah.
But, you know, we gave some really good, I think, suggestions on being vulnerable with somebody you trust. And then as that progresses and you get asked more dates on. You can practice with them too, knowing it consciously, right? Like, even if they don't respond in a way that you think they might or they should, or you know, whatever best case scenario.
Yes.
Even if they respond poorly, you're doing it consciously, and doing it consciously kind of changes the game. To the point where there's no more.
I think she might be a little bit of fear-based too.
Well, she likes to be in her head, so that tells me a lot about.
Oh, okay. There you go. So when she's in her head, she's not fully present, and he doesn't get to, you know, her energy is, we're all vibrating energy molecules. That will draw you to people or repel you. So you can tell a person by their energy vibration if you want to be around them. So it's very important to be in a positive, a positive state of mind when you go out on these dates. Without expectations, go out and just have fun. Do the best on your part and just watch what he does on his part. No critiquing during the date at all. Just observe.
I was thinking, how do men bond? You know, men bond from the neck above, neck up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Women bond from the neck down. And if we're always in your head, you're negating the most important feminine part of your being.
Uh-huh. That's so true. I never thought of it that way. Good point.
And vulnerability helps you, get you out of your head, because now you're scared.
Yeah, vulnerability seems to be a lot. It's, and I call it the wounded feminine energy. Something happened, usually when they're younger with a daddy issue or some man hurt her. So they're always guarded. And when they go out on dates, it's very hard for them to let the wall down. And the men feel that wall. Trust me, they feel the wall. And they're not into chipping down that wall. That's not their job.
Yeah, I found something that I wanted to give to my ex-girlfriend's daughter.
Oh, yeah?
I'm like, that. They're answering pretty quickly, and then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, I can bring you lunch, or we can go to lunch if you're interested. And now it's crickets. And they don't like ever saying no. So I know now that it took me long enough to learn that silence is no.
Oh, okay. So they do they go passive aggressive. They just avoid you instead of.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a way of communication. Just ignore you.
Yeah. You know that book, Living with a Passive Aggressive Man?
Yeah. Uh huh.
I had half that book underlined. I knew it very, very well.
Okay. Well, we have a caller questioned in. I'll read it. If we have a caller, we'll take the call too. 323. 203-0815 says, my husband, 1 year and 6 months, has had a problem addiction to porn. He said that it's been a 20-year plus habit. I am his ally for an app called Covenant Eyes, where it blocks websites that he tries to get on that are X-rated in nature. Today, while I was at a hair appointment, I see that he got on another laptop was time-stamped and sent to his or my activity. He is denying that he got on. I have no idea what to think. I tend to have an anxious attachment style, and this seems to make me overthink stuff like what happened this morning. Why would he be denying it? He only had one laptop showing, and now he has two showing. I think it was a burner one, and he got caught, like he possibly switched them out or something. Not 100% sure. Thoughts on my being his ally for this issue? All I continue to see is half-dressed women on Facebook reels that he skims over. It sends me notices on that, but blocks out total nudity. Also, anytime that we have sex, he is only excited for it when I'm all dressed up. Fake eyelashes, high heels, eyeshadow, push-up bra, nylons, etc. Otherwise, he really doesn't want sex much. He said that he has never felt that the naked body was a turn on, like skin to skin sex, making love. He is 55, by the way. Okay, Andy, what's your talk on that? Mine is, he is the way he is. Accept or reject or tolerate. And right now she's tolerating. What's your take on it?
Well, I like, as you well know, reading from the book. And so there's a bit of a chapter on it. I think it's page 169. On phone sex, pornography, and peeping toms. Do you mind if I read it a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Men with teenaged habits such as anonymous phone sex and pornography, or who are peeping toms, continue these exciting activities as a running away from adult sexual responsibilities. For this kind of man, it's easier to talk dirty to a strange sexual woman than to a good wife, and easier to talk look at pornography, then ask his good wife to dress more sexually. He doesn't ask and escapes into a magazine or film. He can stare at other women secretly and more easily than he can lustfully stare at his good wife. And then I'm going to skip around because it goes into some particular people. Said, first, you must accept the fact that your husband probably has an addiction to anonymous fantasy sex. If you accept this, you have two choices. Either you can righteously judge him, which would probably cause him to shut down and leave him for your own sake, or you can help him work it out. If you want to help him work it out, I suggest you talk to your husband about his addiction, respectfully and with love, and that you yourself bring more fantasy sex into your relationship. Set up a naughty rendezvous, as if you're having an affair. Try some hot phone sex yourself and watch adult films with him as a part of your sex life. I suggest you lighten up. Life is too short to be sexually boring. Play, as long as no one is damaged. A man can have phone sex with a good wife, but only if she isn't set on a pedestal of superhuman ideals. Too often, we've condemned healthy men to split women into two categories, the good, virtuous, asexual, church-going woman, and the bad girl you can at least lust over by phone or in a film. The truth is, a good wife is both a Madonna to be cherished and a whore to be lusted after, and she enjoys both roles. If she doesn't, her man will often sneak around sexually without being unfaithful or criminal.
That's a good one. I've heard that too. Most men want a lady on the street and a whore in the bed. Isn't that the same?
Oh, yeah.
But you get a lot of these. I'm not judging anybody, you know, but that's part of when you marry somebody, make sure you know who you're marrying. Because once you're married, you can't, it's not good to go in and try and change him.
So it continues. Your husband probably has the infantile sexuality of a 13-year-old boy. He's fixated on exploratory anticipation sex as passionate, exciting, kinky, irresponsible, and free for the taking. He's not mature enough to make love and build a sharing relationship. He needs to be nursed sexually. Instead of nursing at the breast like a baby, he nurses the penis, using women he thinks about, women in magazines, women on video, or any woman who can be seen as an object of gratification instead of as a human being worthy of love. Is his self-loving sexual play interfering with her love life with him? If not, you can see his hobby as of infantile sexual practices as just that, a self-entertaining hobby. Where is it written that he needs to be an adult all the time? Infantile sexuality is a problem when it's illegal, such as child pornography or peeping Tom voyeurism, or when he cannot muster enough energy to make love to you after binging on masturbation. If he's a sex addict on this immature level, he likes the adrenaline rush more than making love. Sex and making love use the same genitals and result in the same orgasm, but the goal of each is different. The goal of hot sex is gratification of the self. The goal of making love is satisfaction for both people. To love and be loved is making love and requires human sharing. Addictions come in many forms. Watching sports on TV is an addiction, is a way to avoid intimacy. A woman who's married to such a man should use the communication tools in this book. And if he refuses to negotiate, then her choices are either to accept him or reject him as an unmarriageable person. However, I don't believe in divorce as punishment for bad behavior. Such a punitive divorce generally ends up in regrets on the part of the righteous person. A good divorce is one in which attempts to fix a marriage have been to no avail, and you must leave for your own sake. Apathy and empathy are signs you're ready to leave. On a small scale, you can leave and go shopping or to the theater with girlfriends. On a bigger scale, you can get a temporary separation until successful mutual negotiation takes place or finally file for divorce. Sometimes a thump on the psychological head is needed to start an intimate conversation. Some men cover depression with alcohol, drugs, exciting affairs, workaholism, or binge buying. Require, don't demand, that he get a checkup with a psychiatrist as soon as possible, or tell him you'll be withdrawing from him. If you mean business and can exhibit tough love, you may be able to manipulate him into a healthier way of feeling good. If not, you need to sleep in the guest room, refuse sex, refuse to sign loan papers, and talk with a lawyer about protecting your half of the money. If you cannot get him to cherish your feelings by seeing the doctor and he continues to spend, you may have to divorce him. Spending your half of the money on himself is unethical and just cause. And that's the end.
That is, and what book is that out of?
Staying Married and Loving It.
Okay, that's a good analogy there. Perfect. So yeah. For this caller, you know, what would you suggest for this caller then?
Working it out, trying to work it out first.
Yeah. Well, I guess she did. They tried to do the app to monitor it, but I think that was one-sided.
Yeah, I don't get the sense that he wants that app.
Yeah.
So that seems to me more like mothering.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd suggest to the caller to read this area and use some of those suggestions in her world and see if it helps.
Okay.
And then do everything they can. And if all else fails, then you've done everything you can.
Uh-huh.
There's no regrets to be had anymore.
This caller was the same one that I think called last. This email was the same one where she was working. They got married and a job, and she didn't, you know, she promised to financially take care of her, and that failed. So this is another drop in the bucket for what she's not happy with too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Then, you know, is this the same one that do we mention doing that relationship contract and deal breakers and
she wrote in a question before about her, they had a business together and she was to cold call and she wasn't comfortable and he'd financially take care of her, and now they're in a little bit of financial distress and she has to go back to work and stuff. And it wasn't what she signed up for. So,
yeah, I still vote for the relationship contract, if not for them, at least for her.
Uh-huh.
So at least she can know what she's willing to accept and willing to reject. Because these frustrations, you know, they're lack of boundaries.
That's
people get mad at things that they never express are lines. You know, and
so the the relationship contracts on that website, Dr. Pat Allen, under the streaming video, chemistry, compatibility, and communication, Dr. Allen talks about it. So if you're interested in what Andy's talking about, you can go in and watch Dr. Allen teach how to do the relationship contract.
Yeah, I know I keep beating this horse, but I've been doing this stuff for a little over a decade now, I guess.
It's important.
And I keep coming back to the same few things that have helped me stay sane over and over again.
Yes.
And this is one of the big ones.
Yes. People, unfortunately, relationships are a risk. Somebody might say that they're going to take care of you financially, and then situations happen. That's just life. You know, there are no guarantees. Other than paying taxes, and you're going to die eventually. So.
Yeah, and on the last part, it's only a matter of when and how. That's it.
Yeah, so, I mean, everybody means well, but there's things that happen, you know. So sometimes, you know.
You also got to determine whether this person's plans are based in reality or fantasy. And it's always good to get experts in there, but it's too late for that right now.
Yeah. And then trustworthy. I mean, that's why Dr. Allen says don't marry anybody for a year, because you watch their trustworthy record. Do they say what they mean, and do their actions match their words continuously? And if that's true, he could still fail you at one incident. That's just part of life.
Yeah. I really like the part of, and we're talking about, where's that?
What?
Require, don't demand, or something like that?
Require. Well, I get a lot of people want to demand. When you want, and I get a lot of people, my guy does this, how can I get him to stop? I can't get people to stop. That's just, you have to, is he valuable enough to stay with and negotiate? Try and negotiate, but don't demand. because they're always going to.
Sorry.
No, yeah.
What was that play that Dr. Pat always mentioned about, like the women of Troy?
Oh, she said the women were fed up with these men. What were they doing?
They're at war.
Oh, yeah, at war. And so the women were fed up with it. So they said, we will not cook you meals. We will not put pillows on the ground and blankets for you. And eventually they stopped the war because they were not getting the attention, the comforts from the women. The women said, no more. So when a woman says, I'm not doing this anymore, and she doesn't bitch and moan, and she takes care of herself, which may mean no sex. That's her right. If she's not happy at something he's doing, she has a right to do that. It's called a healthy boundary. And then if that's his choice. If like she's accepting him for the way he is, he has to accept her for not accepting, bad behavior. If it makes her feel uncomfortable and he continues to do it, there's always a price and a prize.
Always.
So,
what do you do?
Well, I always tell my women, well, if there's one lady that the guy is always late, and she tells him she's uncomfortable. I said, that is who he is. I said, well, you got two choices: accept him or reject him or tolerate him. So she tolerated him, and eventually she blew up and yelled at him, and now wants him back. And I said, what you should do, what I would have done is just say, if you're going to be more than a half hour late, I'm going to leave without you, or I'm not going to go out. If you call them out on their behavior and there's a consequence, they hopefully will learn.
Yeah, I think I talked about my buddy when I first joined the Navy. He was always an hour, 2 hours late. And after I joined the Navy, I'm like, dude, you got 15 minutes. We're not here. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And then he came there and I was gone. He's like, hey, what happened to you? I told you, if you're not there, I'm leaving.
Yes.
And sure enough, soon after, he's like, I will be there on time, if not early. And that's been 30 years.
That's the price and prize. So we reward good behavior and we set boundaries for bad behavior to take care of ourselves. We don't punish them. They have a right to be late. We don't have to participate in their being late. And most ladies go, but I wanted to see him and we had a date. You know what? Call the date off and go home. That's part of the risk of dating.
Yeah, this radio show is not for them. It's for you.
Yes. Because being mad at bad behavior, you will always blow up. I guarantee it. And this lady did. And she knew she did. She even emailed me. You're going to be mad at me, Sue. I blew up. I said, well, you tolerated it.
Yeah. There's a limit to everything.
Yeah. You tolerated bad behavior and it eventually got you because I guess there was a friend of hers in the equation. So I think she was embarrassed. She could have tolerated it a lot, but when her friend was involved and saw bad behavior, it embarrassed her.
Yeah, it's a reflection of who she is now. I'm like, oh crap.
Yeah, I allow this man to do this constantly, and now my friend gets to see it. Uh oh.
The thing mirrors, whether they come from friends or actual mirrors, they're powerful.
Yes, that's true. So anyway, we're getting close to running out of time. I don't know if we have any more callers, but. If anybody wants to ask us any questions, please feel free to send me an email and then we'll answer it and you can listen to the recorded archives and you can send the email, your question to info@drpatallen.com. And with that, tomorrow's 4th of July. We hope everybody has a happy, safe, sane 4th of July. And me and Andy will be back next week. Is there any special talk? And if you want us to talk about any special topic, just send me an email. We have tons of material we can talk about of Dr. Allen's work. And we're more than happy to share it with you. Andy, do you want to say anything to the audience? You were great tonight, by the way, with that last caller.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, callers, send the email. Just say, here's my scenario. What do you suggest?
Yes.
I've done better.
Yes, perfect. So with that. I'm going to say goodnight. And Andy, you can say what you want to say.
Good night, callers. Be well to each other. Take care. Thank you, Sue.
Bye. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.